Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. T-Mobile says it has struck a deal with OpenAI to build an artificial intelligence platform using customer data. During an investor call, the telecom company said the new platform will harvest data from millions of subscribers using its T-Life app starting next year. T-Mobile says the partnership will help it automate some tasks that would usually require a store visit or customer service call. The two companies said the customer data used to train the AI model will be secure, but offered few details on how it will be used. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Lionsgate Entertainment, the company behind films like The Hunger Games and John Wick, plans to start using generative AI in the creation of its TV and movie productions. The company will give AI startup Runway access to its content library in exchange for developing a new, custom AI model to use in editing and production. Runway's tools aren't yet able to generate video or images for movies or TV, but Lionsgate says AI could save time and money on storyboarding and internal screenings of works in progress. We'll have more on this story in tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast. And Google has scored a win against European regulators after a court overturned a $1.7 billion antitrust fine over the company's ad business. The European Commission levied the fine in 2019, saying Google abused its dominance as a search engine and advertising broker by imposing restrictive rules on ads sold by its rivals. The EU's second highest court upheld most of the findings, but canceled the fine. A Google spokesperson says the company is pleased by the decision. The commission says it will study the ruling before deciding on next steps. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.